streak. Jack is on the hunt. Will Vegas be her new peak? It's the XL World Championship. Who is going to win? It's the XL World Championship. Who's going in the spreadsheet bin?
Oh yes, the XL World Championships and its fantastic upbeat theme song were held in Las Vegas earlier this month. And now we do love a spreadsheet competition here on Sunday Extra. Earlier in the year, we spoke to one of the participants in the World Youth XL Spreadsheeting Championships, which were the subject of a documentary shown at, I think, the Melbourne Film Festival earlier in the year. Well, as we heard, the grown-up Microsoft XL World Championships took place earlier this month, and Australian actuary Andrew Nye participated in the three-day competition, and it wasn't his first spreadsheet rodeo either. He's a three-time former winner, and I'm very pleased to say that Andrew joins us now, but I don't think I can quite hype Andrew's intro as much as they did at the XL World Spreadsheet Championships, so let's go with their version.
Keep the claps going, because it's one of the one and only from Australia, Andrew Nye, the Annihilator!
Welcome, Andrew Nye.
Thanks, Julian. Nice to be here.
It's great. And I just want to clarify for the audience, you don't insist on that being played every time before you're introduced.
Oh, please,
or do you?
Don't.
I don't know.
No. There was a lot of energy in that intro.
You bet.
More than I'm used to.
Now, as I mentioned, you've taken out the XL World Championship three times. The last time was in 2023, and you were back in Vegas recently to have another crack at it. How did you go?
I came second, and I was very happy with that.
Yeah,
thank you. Yeah, it's a very competitive field these days, so very happy with that result.
At the risk of triggering post-traumatic stress, who won this year's competition, Andrew?
Yeah, so the winner was a guy from Ireland. He's called Diarmaid Early. He's actually been playing XL for a long time, and he's always been near the top, and he teaches us a lot as well, so it wasn't really a surprise that he finally got his turn, but
Okay, well, it sounds like you're on pretty good terms. It's not like a sort of death stare rivalry between you and Diarmaid.
Oh, no, not a death stare. We have a good rivalry, but it's a friendly, respectful one, yeah.
So, Andrew, how does an Excel spreadsheet competition work? Some people would, be familiar with using spreadsheets, but how they can be used competitively might be a little bit less easy to work out.
Yeah, that's right. So normally we might think of spreadsheets as just something we do at work, like you calculate financial kind of things In Excel esports, it's about problem solving. So we'll be given a case, like it could be a board game, a card game, or the finals was about, the theme was origami.
Oh.
So we just have to solve questions relating to the case. And the more you solve, the more points you get. And the faster you solve, the sooner you get those points. And after half an hour, it's just about who scored more points.
Yeah, right. And I understand that the World Championship process began back in October and that it was whittled down to, was it about, 24 people who got to go to Vegas? Is that right?
A bit more than that.
Right.
So we had some online rounds in October and November, and then that qualifies you to certain stages of the Vegas event. So you could qualify into the quarterfinals, and then I think there were 60 or so people who battled it out in the quarterfinals, but you could also qualify straight to the semifinals. And in the semifinals, there were 24, which includes those who directly qualified as well as those who came back through the quarters. Finally 12 in the grand final.
And there's a $60,000 prize pool divided between various participants, and not a bad little purse for the second place, I noticed, through the rules of the competition. But the winner also gets a belt. So tell us, Andrew, are you there for the money? Are you there for the belt? Or are you just there for the pure love of spreadsheeting?
Yeah, I think I'm there for the pure love and also the community. It's nice to, obviously it's nice to get paid a bit, and the belt is, kind of cool holding it up and stuff. But it's a really nice environment where Excel esports is a very niche kind of thing. Like, you know, you don't just talk to anyone and they'll be like, oh, I love spreadsheets. So to find a community where we enjoy problem solving, we enjoy using Excel to do that. And, you know, it's a very friendly sharing and, you know, happy kind of community. We actually went on a road trip after the championship finals together, like a bunch of 25 of us.
Fantastic.
So yeah, that kind of community I think is a big part of it as well.
That is lovely to hear. Although the belt is very impressive. I mean, to give listeners an image, it's kind of like a world championship wrestling or boxing champion belt. I mean, do you wear it out at social events No, you don't? Oh, I'm disappointed. Come on, Andrew, you could rock it at a Christmas party this year, maybe something like that. How long have you been involved in competitive spreadsheeting?
Since 2018. So that was, I used to compete in an older competition that it was called Model Off Financial Modeling World Championships. That was a bit more financial focused. It also had like general problem solving. But then as the competition evolved into what we currently have, so there's currently two streams of competitions. There's this Microsoft Excel World Championships, which is more general problem solving, exciting, broadcast on YouTube. And there is still another competition that focuses more on financial modeling. It's been, I guess, 7 years now. Yeah.
On Sunday Extra, we are speaking with Andrew, the Annihilator Nye, who was participating at the Microsoft Excel World Championships in Vegas recently. Andrew, I'm going to go on a bit of a limb here, but would it be fair to say that the competitive spreadsheeting sphere is a male-dominated area?
Unfortunately, it is a little bit more towards the male end. So yeah, if you sort of just count how many men and women compete, then yeah, there would be more men than women. I really encourage ladies to get involved. I don't think, you know, playing with spreadsheets is not something that your gender kind of influences, right? Anyone
Absolutely.
Can do it. So yeah, definitely get involved. It's very fun.
It does look a lot of fun. Andrew, how long have you been known as the Annihilator?
Oh, that was since 2023. So they needed everyone to give a nickname. And one of the other competitors actually was a lady who gave me that nickname. She's because she noticed that my surname, Nye, kind of rhymes a bit with Annihilator. So, you know, A, Nye, and then.
Yep, why not? Like, absolutely.
Then, yeah, why not? Yeah.
Well, it certainly worked in that hyped introduction. And I was interested that you said that you went off on a little bit of a road trip with some of the competitors, because I understand that you don't just use Excel in competition or in your work as an actuary. You've also used it in your personal life, indeed for planning trips, I've been told. So did the competitive spreadsheeters use a spreadsheet to work out where the road trip would go?
Of course, we definitely had spreadsheets. We worked out who's joining, what the kind of whole travel plan is, who wants to do what activity, like who wants to go on the difficult hike versus the easy hike, who's preparing what food, like all sorts of things were planned based on a spreadsheet. Yeah,
and not competitively, collaboratively in this space. How does spreadsheeting go when it's collaborative like that?
It's great. Like everyone, we all sort of enter our information and it just all naturally came together quite well. I guess one person has to set it up first, but
true.
We all sort of knew what to do with it. So yeah.
Fantastic. And obviously you've been quite a few times. Are you going to be hanging up your competitive spreadsheeting belts and spurs at some point, or do you reckon you'll be back next year as well?
I'm definitely going to be back next year. I think it's a bit earlier. It's a bit early for me to hang them up, but you know, we'll see how it goes. The competition is really evolving very quickly. More and more people are competing, which is great. I'm still going to be playing next year.
Well, good on you. That is fantastic. Yeah, and it is a really, really fast-growing area of esports. Andrew Nye, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra today.
No problem. Thanks, Julian.
And I was just about to back announce our guest, but I don't think I can do it with the full hype that it deserves. So let's go back to the World Esports Microsoft Excel Champions and say we were speaking there with
Andrew Nye, the Annihilator!
And it's 33 minutes past 8 on Sunday Extra.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.